Network. Well, it's already hour number four. Thank you for joining us. I want to run through a smattering of phone calls, and I'm going to get into the latest on Monsanto, internet censorship, and I want to play four different radio clips to show different styles of disinformation by mainstream fake neocons. That's coming up. Right now, let's go to your calls. Chris in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Great to be on with you. I have a question. I've been going through, I'm reading Ron Paul's End the Fed book, blowing me away, and I wanted to ask you, first of all, if you'd heard anything about how the audit the Fed movement's going, but I wanted to ask you, what do you think the likelihood is that we could possibly end the Fed someday, and how would that impact the globalist agenda?
Well, if we actually got Congress over the money and educated the public about it and ended fractional reserve banking, we would go back to, on average, 10% growth rates that we had from 1786 until 1913, roughly, instead of the new parasite economy that we live under. The problem is they're financial terrorists. They will incrementally wreck the economy to consolidate it. That's their goal, to end industrialized civilization, get a manageable group of humans they can control of no more than 500 million. And that's stated by the NASA scientists, by the UN people. I mean, I had Mark Moreno, Climate Depot, on yesterday, quoting the book by the head NASA climate scientist, you know, open population reduction. And so they're going to engage in terrorism. But if you identify that they're the financial terrorist, then they won't be able to get away with it. So it's a process. We don't have a choice. But, I mean, does that answer your question?
Yeah, pretty much. I appreciate you taking my call. I know you got other people. Thanks, Alex.
God bless you, Chris. Appreciate the call. How is the other part of your question, how is the End the Fed movement going? It passed the House. It's in the Senate. They were unable to water it down. The Senate's getting more and more co-sponsors all the time. And as heat gets put on the bankers, it's only a matter of time until it passes. If it doesn't pass in this Congress, they'll reintroduce it in the House again. It'll probably pass the next time. But we're identifying the real government. And we've gone from maybe 10% knowing the Federal Reserve's private, run for profit and predatory, to now over 90% in major polls. It was 75% a year ago. So the awakening has happened. Now we've just got to clean these people out. Let's go ahead and talk to Eddie in Florida. Eddie, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for opening my eyes. I've been listening to you for a while. Somebody woke me up about 2 years ago. Which,
welcome.
By the way, I thought he was crazy, and it set me out on this quest for knowledge. I just wanted to make a couple of points. I hear on your program, a lot of other places, people saying, you know, why in light of all of us knowing what they're doing, why do they keep pushing forward? I think it's pretty obvious. You know, they orchestrated this economic collapse, but they cannot control every aspect of the economy. So I think what's happening is, you know, with the cap and trade and everything else they're doing to enslave us, I think they're going for broke while everyone's asleep. Because if the dollar collapses and everything else that's going to happen happens before they get all these things through, I don't think it's going to work. It's going to be too late.
That's it. They are in a race to get their Northcom, Homeland Security, and carbon tax grid in to make sure we are so destitute and just trying to pay our bills that we can't stand up against them.
They know the U.S. giant, the people, once we wake up, that's it. Game's over. I mean, you know, they listen, when Jackson pushed out the central bank originally, you know, they still controlled the press then like they do now, and they made his life miserable. And that's why I think they're so arrogant about it. You know, I mean, you look at, I read the book from Jekyll Island, and something jumped out of me out of that big book. I mean, the Rothschild formula was right there. It says, the sanctity of its laws, the prosperity of its citizens, and the solvency of its treasuries will be quickly sacrificed by any government in its primal act of self-survival. I think that pretty much just spells it out.
Absolutely. Thomas Jefferson, to paraphrase him, said, if you allow private banks to control the issuance of currency and credit, our children will wake up homeless on the continent we conquered. He also said that if you took all the power away from the bankers and gave them the power to issue currency and credit, with a stroke of a pen, they would buy back the entire world through fraud. It's a bunch of Madoff, Ken Lay types doing whatever they want to us, and that arrogance is a front. a aura of infallibility, of invincibility. They are not invincible. They are pot-bellied, degenerate scum.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Daniel, Josh, Annette, and Lance, and that's it for calls. I got a bunch of news and clips I want to play here today. I want to just remind listeners, we have the online video bookstore / Patriot Apparel. Getting the word out, being a walking, talking billboard, meeting like-minded people. You wear an InfoWars.com t-shirt out in public, you're going to meet a lot of like-minded people. Here's one of the newest shirts that just came in. Defend Freedom. Join the resistance, InfoWars.com. And on the back it says, join the resistance, InfoWars.com. And we've added so many other shirts I haven't even shown you here on air. Now, here's my favorite of the new shirts that came in. It's like a high school workout jersey, Defend Freedom, with the Minuteman on the front, InfoWars.com. Awesome, simple shirt. I personally like it. InfoWars.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Don't forget films like Endgame. You can get Aaron Russo's documentary interview I did with him, Reflections and Warnings, free with this. Shadow Government. You can get Fall of the Republic half price or get a free T-shirt. Check that out at InfoWars.com. You're not going to find deals like this anywhere. This film ships on the 15th. It's Kevin Booth's name, How Weed Won the West, dealing with states' rights and the feds coming in. But it's really about government drug dealing, Codex Alimentarius, the whole New World Order, and how they want to make vitamins and other things illegal, just like they've made marijuana illegal. Hal Weed won the West. Pre-order it if you want to get it first at InfoWars.com. Discounted out of the gates. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We're only like 12 days away from shipping it out. So get your orders in now if you want to get How Weed Won the West first. It really is a powerful documentary film. Obviously, I'm in it and consulted on it. Okay, continuing with your phone calls, let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in New York. You're on the air, Daniel.
Hello, Alex. I just want to a quick comment and two questions. I've been a subscriber of yours for 2 years since you woke me up. Starting next spring, I'll be starting one of the country's top law schools, and I just want to let you know that when I get through the bar, if you ever need any pro bono legal research or representation, please don't hesitate to let me know.
Well, thank you, sir.
And second, one of my questions is, I heard Jason Burma speaking about the Internet 2 and how the Internet, as we know, is to be
absorbed.
Exactly. So my question is, what measures can we take to keep some freedom alive on the Internet? I mean, do we need
make a big stink out of Microsoft and others helping China build their grid, and Microsoft head and founder Gates saying censorship is good, as he did a week ago? Make a big stink out of Australia, openly not even allowing political discussion about candidates. I mean, that's mainstream news out of Australia today, that Italy's doing this. Say no to the end of net neutrality. Say no to Internet, too. Educate people. Point out that government, through Homeland Security with cybersecurity, their own head quit last year and said the Pentagon's taking the Internet over. Just let people know this can really happen. This is really happening.
Okay. My second...
Yeah, yes, go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry. My second question is, for those of us who are thinking of getting into gold, I know through Freedom Force International that there is a system, GBay, which works something like with virtual gold certificates. What system do you suggest whereby one can get off the fiat system without having to interface with it? Because I understand the power of gold is just the leverage it gives with a fiat system.
Well, that's true. Look, a lot of people get certificates and hold it in vaults in other countries. I wouldn't ever do that. I would hedge it. You know, I would put it in a couple different safety deposit boxes, put it in family safety deposit box, because if they even try to come seize your stuff, they won't know. Bury it on the back 40 part of it. Keep a little bit in your safe at home. I mean, it's so portable. You know, silver's also good. And it's just, for me, it's a backup because I know they're devaluing the currency. And I know it's gone from $260-something dollars to $1,100. It's up $8 today. It may fluctuate up and down, but over the long haul, all evidence shows it's only going up. But I wouldn't hold gold certificates. I mean, some people do that, and I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy. I mean, I would want to physically hold it. Possession's 9/10 of the law.
All right,
does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. Thank you, Daniel. I mean, the government's announcing that they may take over everyone's 401ks and pensions and then tax it and then pay it to you as a check. They're openly announcing they're not going to insure money markets. I mean, most of the money I've got in the bank is backup and for savings accounts for my kids and to run this office. And we've got like 6 months of operating money. I mean, I hoard that cash, so if everything's shut down, we can still operate for a while. We have a mission here, and it's in a money market. I've got to go get it out of there, and it doesn't even get 2-3% a year. But the point is, it's there as liquid cash, and now they're saying that's not even protected. To $100,000 by the FDIC. I mean, look, that was only a prelude. What we saw in 2008, 2009 with the banks, a prelude. People need to get out a paper. They're crazy. And Ted Anderson, by the way, is still running that deal today. a free $157 year subscription, hard copy or digital, to the International Forecaster by Bob Chapman. Invaluable information. I mean, this is thick, like 40 pages thick usually. Sometimes it's even thicker, sometimes smaller. When you buy a franc, for what did he say, $257, I think? I'm going from memory. So basically that's like $103 gold. Yeah, so it was $159. It was $259 per franc. So when you take the $150-something out, it came out to the number of $103 per franc. I mean, that's gold at like $400 an ounce. That's how good that deal is right now. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there. You call up and say, I want that franc, and I want the International Forecaster, 800-686-2237. I got to move quick now. Let's talk to Josh in California. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I got two quick things for you. First of all, I'm wondering, are you aware of how the New World Order was presented at the Grammy Awards to the public?
No.
Beyonce did an act. She came out dressed in a miniskirt that looked like she was wearing body armor, followed by a full battalion of soldiers like the ones we saw in Pittsburgh, followed her on stage, stood there with arms folded while the whole audience cheered. You can go on YouTube. You can find that. It's very concerning.
What's it called?
Beyonce Grammys 2010 performance. It's really
Beyonce
concerning.
Grammys 2010. Well, look, the Pentagon admits and the police departments admit they're spending huge amounts of taxpayer money where they just glorify black ski masks, glorify troops on the streets, glorify, and so they're just pushing it as if it's glamorous. It's like the old Bill Hicks commercial, the ultimate advertisement is just a hot blonde, you know, basically in a sexual pose with a Coca-Cola between her legs. And, you know, people want that Coca-Cola because it's got a woman involved. And so you put a popular pop singer up and show this, and it's just like Men in Black ski mask are good, beating people over the heads. And it's just part of the degradation of society. But no, I haven't seen that. But I've seen a lot of similar acclamation, Josh.
Yeah, very scary. The other thing, Alex, is you've inspired me. In November, after hearing you enough times, I started a radio show, a friend and I. We've done 70 shows now. We're on every night. It's called First Contact. We talk about InfoWars all the time. We talk about you. We're turning them on to the New World Order. We're on 2 hours every night now. And CosmicNewsNetwork.com, BlogTalkRadio.com/First Contact, 7 to 9 p.m.
That's awesome, bro. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to Annette in Florida. Annette, we got to move quick. Welcome.
Thanks. Alex, thanks for your show and the opportunity to call in. I just really have a quick comment. You know how lately you've been speaking about the cyber surveillance? Well, I have a new website. It's patriotgal.com. And it's so new that I'm still constantly checking the statistics and everything. And I just happened to have a visit already two times from a company out of Washington, D.C., Clivalence. Have you heard of them?
You know, your phone is cutting out so bad, I didn't really hear that. What's the name of the company?
Clivalence. Clivalence.
No, but, I mean, you ought to see InfoWars and Prison Planet. Tens of thousands of government visits every single day. I mean, it's just everywhere with every government agency on the planet visiting InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're very interested in what we're doing in their PSYOP. But for those that just joined us, we are showing the video of the Stormtrooper police marching around as she marches like the Stormtroopers with everyone worshiping the New World Order. So I'll check into that, Annette. I appreciate your call, but it's really breaking up bad. Here, turn up the audio as we go out to break with this. This is truly Orwellian. And she grabs her crotch. I mean, this is literally worshiping tyranny, worshiping degradation. I mean, this is like a 1984 or some nightmare futuristic. It's like Nazi. Is she doing like Nazi salutes? I mean, they're really getting us ready to worship the police running around slaughtering us. Hey, cops, keep drinking the sodium fluoride. Keep eating the smart stacked Monsanto food. All you people that are serving the evil, just enjoy it. You're going to get just what Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany got. What they're saying in this is tyranny is beautiful, black ski mask are beautiful, by juxtaposing this beautiful woman next to it. This is the death of America.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 2nd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11,1270. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 11,4311, 571.56 for a half ounce, or 285.78 for the quarter ounce. That's 11,4311, 571.56, and 285.78.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Okay, I want to shift gears now into news coming up and financial news. But first, I want to play four short radio clips and analyze them from a YouTube channel, a listener of ours. Funkmaster 5 is the YouTube channel. And a lot of our listeners have been doing this. Mark Dice, you know, one of the more modern pioneers of this, who, again, we woke up. It's like we woke up Gary Franchi, and the list goes on and on. That's what I'm so proud of about this radio show, is how many real bona fide leaders against tyranny we have spawned. here with my films and the radio show, but people are swarming Savage, Hannity, Limbaugh, Beck, and really changing what they cover, making them admit world government. But you listen to Beck, he says he wants to drink gallons of fluoride and calls the guy a kook when it's on record that fluoride eats your brain, gives you bone cancer. Over 90% of the EPA scientists a few years ago sent a letter to the EPA saying take it out. So I wanted to illustrate how three of the hosts try to call people kooks and stuff and make jokes, but how Savage doesn't. So let's go ahead. I mean, listen to the craziness of a caller who calls in about fluoride and what Glenn Beck has to say to him.
John in Philadelphia, listening to us on WPHT. You're on the Glenn Beck program.
Glenn, thank you for taking my call, sir. This may seem extremely trivial considering everything that's going on, but it's something that I'm passionate about. I studied and looked at the effects of fluoride in our water. Now, the ADA and the government agencies would have us believe that it's good for our teeth. And with that being said, okay, if it's good for our teeth, that's understandable. Why put it into our water? We drink it. It goes into our body and it accumulates in our body. Drinking fluoride is the equivalent of drinking suntan lotion to prevent from getting a sunburn. I don't understand. If I could get one person in your audience to look up fluoride and to stop using fluoride, I'll be happy. If I could get you to investigate and look into fluoride and what it does and the effects of it, I would be ecstatic.
I don't think I can make you ecstatic. I mean, I just don't think. I mean, good God, man, the world is on fire. You want me to stop and look why we're putting fluoride in our drinking water?
Yeah, you know,
buckets of fluoride, man.
Say that again.
You can put a straw in a bucket of fluoride. I'll be a happy little sippy cup all day if that's the worst thing we got going for us.
It's not the worst thing we got going for us, but it's the equivalent of mass medication. And I know as you look into different government agencies and over the years, do I think it's a conspiracy? No. I think it was big business that somewhere along the line discovered that they can get rid of what equates to a poison. It's not a natural organic. They use the fluoride from the aluminum industry and use that and disperse it into our water.
Look, may I just quote... Scientific consensus. 9 out of 10 dentists agree.
Scientific consensus. Just like global warming's a consensus. No, the American Dental Association says don't brush children's teeth with fluoride. It gives them dental fluorosis, fractures the teeth, and causes bone cancer. That's a fact. It's not funny. But that's what Beck does on every subject. Now let's go to Sean Hannity being asked a question and listen to how he responds. A real issue is brought up, and this is how Hannity responds.
All right, Perry in Dallas, Texas, WBAP, the News and Talk of Texas. What's up, Perry?
Hi, how's it going, Sean?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I think you're a little off on the way Obama's handling the situation with Iran. I think particularly he's handling it good because he's keeping the gas prices down, which is what he wants to be doing right now.
Well, okay, he's not doing anything to keep the gas prices down. It went through 50-some-odd consecutive days of going up. And if we see a price of a barrel of oil going up, 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 and again, we're doing nothing to move towards independence.
Well, if you look at it this way, I think the big driving force behind that is the fact that Mr. Obama, along with Bush and people like Rick Perry, attend a Bilderberg conference where they plan to fix the prices of gas to get their objectives by.
All right. I believe in conspiracies, and I believe that hovering above the earth is a mothership. Let's go to our phones. Danny, New Orleans.
Okay, so it came out that Bilderberg did decide in 2008 to jack it up to 150. We made the prediction from the info inside. It was proven right. And then separately, Lindsey Williams got the info. That happened. That was the call that happened. Bilderberg Group's real, but he equates it with a mothership. But not for long. Here's Bloomberg. Maybe a secret banking cabal does run the world after all. We have Van Ki-moon, Herman Von Rompuy, Gordon Brown, Al Gore all calling for global government. And Hannity has guests on who tell him, like Dick Morris, that world government is here. I mean, it's being announced. It's on the Drudge Report almost every day, mainstream articles. And now the Drudge Report links to us in the permanent links. At least it's been like that for the last month. Check it. I can't believe it. I mean, you guys are the kooks. We're not talking about motherships hovering above. Okay? I mean, look at that tactic. Mothership's from Hannity. Beck wants to drink buckets of fluoride. Folks, if you ate a teaspoon of fluoride, it would kill you within an hour.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
There are more than 60,000 people signed up at four different Facebook accounts that are fan Facebooks. We think they're great. But we've started our own official Facebook. It's facebook.com/RealAlexJones. If you want to go check it out, facebook.com/RealAlexJones, and then twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We send out photos in the office, articles, documents. We get your responses, your questions. You've heard me reading them here on air. Okay, so I'm just going through a few of these callers. On the Funkmaster 5 channel, there's a lot more of this. Going through these talk show hosts. Caller calls in with serious info, says they're coordinating gas prices. I mean, there's been congressional hearings about that. Everybody knows that. And it's just, no, there's no mothership above the earth. Fluoride's really dangerous, and they're forcibly medicating us. Oh, yes, I'd want to drink buckets of it. All the scientists agree it's good. No, they don't. So it's just amazing. Now, here's Dennis Miller. He's even worse. I mean, this is the disdain he has for his audience. Here it is. This just happened a month ago. Thousands of news articles admitting world government from mainstream media and saying it's good. But when you call in and don't like it, Miller knows what to do. He says, listen, little slave, that isn't real. You're a kook. Here it is.
Thanks. Keith in Texas, what's up?
Hey, Dennis, great show.
Thanks.
I wanted to say at first, I
went to my first Tea Party on July 4th. I learned a lot of things there. It was really great. But I come out of there worried because, as a Texan here, we have Rick Perry, and he's running for governor against Kay Bailey Hutchinson. And some people say he's going to be running for president, possibly. The thing that bothers me is I saw a News 8 Austin local news here, newscast on YouTube about him attending the Bilderberg conference. And that concerns me because he's attending that meeting, which
attending what?
Kay Bailey Hutchinson attended.
Wait a second. I know I asked for no ketchup on the burger at the drive-thru, and they're all thrown off. But just go back to the name of the did you say the Wally Hildenberger conference?
Yeah, Bilderberg conference. B-I-L-D-E-R-B-E-R.
That's creeping me out. I'm sorry, baby. I'm going to rock. I need my Bergs with an E-R-G at the end, as in Jimmy Cameron's Titanic. Why don't you start spelling it? Otherwise, I get conspiracy and I don't have time right now.
Yeah,
with Bilderberg.
I think that is conspiracy.
Yeah, it sounded conspiracy. You know, there's certain words as soon as you hear them. When a guy says Bilderbergian, and you say, can you explain that? And they keep going. You know that they, in the middle of appearing
like
measured.
It's like a trilateral commission.
Yeah. Man. In the middle of appearing measured, he's dropped a huge, steaming, ideological cow pie, and you should move on from it. All right, Dennis Miller Show.
Now, see, he told the listeners, you need to move on from this. This isn't real. This is a pile of cow poo, and it's an imaginary hamburger. This guy is insane. He calls in News 8 Austin, Dallas Morning News, all reported he went to Bilderberg, violated the Logan Act. It's in my film Endgame. Dennis Miller says everyone should just move on. No one should listen to that guy. He knows his job. He thinks he's part of this elite. He thinks it's funny to keep you in the dark. He thinks it's cute. Now, here's Michael Savage when he gets asked about Bohemian Grove. He doesn't back off from it. He talks about how it's disgusting and a bunch of old Republicans, naked men, wallowing on each other. So here's Michael Savage. Of the four, and I went through a bunch of others, he's the only one in the whole list, a big-time talk show host, who would address reality. Michael Savage.
I'll tell you on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I'm very concerned about our country. I just got done watching the Cremation of Terror video on YouTube. It talks about what they really, and it shows video evidence of what they do at the Bohemian Grove. All these guys are sick.
Whoa. Now you're setting me up with something or something you didn't want to really talk. You wanted to talk about the Bohemian Grove. So you're obsessed with the Bohemian Grove.
Well, I mean, I saw video proof of what they do there. And
so what is it you want America to do? Close down the Bohemian Grove?
Well, I think they should start to be a little more open to the fact that a lot of these guys agree about most of the issues behind closed doors. They may act like they're opposed when, you know, they're in the public eye, but it's all an act.
Who is in the Bohemian Grove? Are they Bohemians or are they...
Well, you have guys like Schwarzenegger's been there, Bush, Newt Gingrich has gone there.
How come I haven't been invited? I'd like to get naked in the woods with a bunch of fat old Republicans. Why am I not invited? I can think of no better vacation this August than to be invited to get naked and get down with some fat, naked Republicans like Newt Gingrich. What a great summer vacation that would be.
But I will statue also.
What else do they do? They drink what? They drink blood? I mean, what else are you suggesting?
Well, the interesting thing is there's a video on YouTube where you can see it. I mean, they show the whole little ceremony they do.
Let's not go into it. I'm not interested in that part. Can we do this in a family way? What do they do there that upsets you?
Well, they do a mock sacrifice in front of an owl statue. And
that's cute. That's almost innocent. And what is it that they sacrifice?
Servitude.
No, but what do they kill?
Well, it's a mock sacrifice of a human being. It's like a dummy. It's a wooden
dummy. But they use a crash dummy from an old test that Schwarzenegger gets from one of the departments he has. They get a crash dummy and they sacrifice it.
I don't think so. I mean, it has origins in paganism.
Is there sex? Come on, let's get down to it. Is there wild sex in the woods while the wives are away? Is that what you're implying? The thought of it with Newt Gingrich is enough to make me puke. Savage.
All right, folks. The point is, Savage lives in San Francisco. He knows when they're meeting. It's at the end of July, August. He knows that. He just wants to. Savage can't stand not showing people that he knows about it. The other host would just say, flying saucers doesn't exist. Well, here is the film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death. Two films, the 2000 infiltration, the other fellow that infiltrated in 2003, and they set him up and sent him to prison for it. That is all in here. What, Mark Jones? I'm trying to remember his name. Poor guy. He should be getting out soon. The point is, The Order of Death. Our entire society is ruled and controlled by deep occultists. Director Alex Jones. Two films on one DVD. Infowars.com. Everybody should see this. Churches should see this. People should know what's really going on inside this facility and how the two Bushes attended and the things that go on there. Because the entire illusion of who they are and what they are is shattered by these two documentary films. One's an hour and a half long, the other's 46 minutes long. Two films, one DVD, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You want to wake people up? This will wake up Christians, ladies and gentlemen. This will wake them up to their Republican Party. This is like holy water or a wooden stake to Count Dracula. Oh, man, there is so much going on. There is so much happening. You know, I did probably 6 hours this weekend of research, Friday, Saturday night. For some reason, I hadn't really studied what Monsanto was up to in about a year. And I knew how wicked this company was and all the evil things they've been involved in, from dioxin dumps in major cities like Anniston, Alabama, to knowing Agent Orange was going to kill people, and all of those reports, to the GMO food. And I knew that in their own studies and in countless studies I've seen over the years, that the different corn varieties that produce their own pesticide, the corn grows its own pesticide so bugs won't eat it. And the German studies about this BT corn variety, bees will still get the pollen and they go and die. And that's reportedly one of the big reasons they're dying. And so I ended up spending 3 hours one night, 3 hours another night. My wife's like, don't you ever stop. Just reading and reading and reading and reading. And then I get up here on air. How do you present 6 hours of research in just a few minutes? But I'm going to get some guests back on about this because Monsanto is exploding. It was ruled Corporation of the Year by Forbes. They are over 70% of all GMO crops, and they're doing sugar beets and just everything else now. I mean, they're now rolling out aggressively every major crop there is, and they're like, look, you can spray weed killer on this and our plant doesn't die, but it absorbs it. And no bugs can eat it because we've engineered pesticides into it. And then all these prestigious universities and facilities test it, and they feed it to rats, and they get liver failure and kidney failure and die en masse. And other companies with their potatoes and rice. And in fact, I meant to print this. It didn't print for some reason. Google, it was L.A. Times was the first one I saw a few years ago. UN, well the UN is now looking at shipping rice to the third world that sterilizes men. But I'm trying to remember the exact headline. It was GMO rice, contraceptive for men. Give me that. But the point is that that's what these major Monsanto crops in every study sterilize or reduce fertility in the mice, in the guinea pigs. And so it just so happens to do that too. But separately, other companies have got these systems right out in the open, and they're saying, we're going to make you eat this, and birth weights are down, sperm counts down by over 85%, infertility's off the charts, all these different disorders of the intestines, autoimmune responses, definitely linked to vaccines and GMO crops. And then I was reading all the new crops they've got coming out, and I would go to the patent office and read what it does. Here's one from July 20th last year, but now this is being planted all over the U.S. Monsanto, Dow Chemical, when approval for modified corn, and now it's rolling out nationwide, SmartStax corn, and it says here that it has 8 genetic traits in it, 6 of them pesticide that kills different bugs. Now listen, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I have all the studies. But you start eating 6 pesticides that are grown in the corn so bugs can't eat it. Bugs can't eat it. You don't go to the cupboard and pull out Raid and go, oh, my God, well, it kills bugs, but it doesn't hurt me. It's corn. A can of poison. It's corn. I mean, it's not hard. But the way they twist it is they say, well, it's a naturally occurring pesticide. Yeah, that thousands of times lower concentrations of fungus that's poisonous tends to grow on corn that sometimes happens to keep bugs from eating it. But you don't make it 1,000 to 5,000, depending on the variety, stronger in the corn, and then we're eating it. But it doesn't matter. Cops can dress up in black uniforms and, be at the Grammys or the Emmys or whatever. And go back to that video again. Well, I guess this was the Grammys. And worshiping police in black uniforms, stomping around on stage with the beautiful woman. I mean, hey, let me ask the cops something. Do you like being sterilized? Do you like being fed poison? Well, you don't care. You're like, I feel powerful. They gave me a black uniform. See, I mean, we're all in this together. The elite are attacking all of us. And it's so stupid that we're even fighting with each other. But I was reading about the corn. What's the problem with SmartStax? And it has the Canadian government's refusal to even allow it. The thing is, the rest of the world won't allow this stuff, but the U.S., oh, yes. And you want bovine growth hormone synthetic. Wonder why our girls are 8 feet tall or whatever. You wonder why 6-year-old girls are going into puberty. And when they go to the doctor and they say, oh, you're full of hormones from all the food and stuff, we'll give you other hormones to suppress that. They don't tell you stop eating it. SmartStax is a genetically engineered GE or genetically modified corn that is unique because it has 8 GE genetic engineered traits combined or stacked together. It's down here in this area of the article if you're giving a document shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. This is the area right here. SmartStax is a genetically engineered GE or genetically modified GM corn that is unique because it has 8 GE traits combined or stacked together, 6 for insect resistance, BT, and 2 for herbicide tolerance. There are some stacked GE trait crops in the market already, but these have only 3 traits each. And it says it will be the largest commercial launch of GE corn because it will replace a lot of existing GE corn on the market. And then I went to the patent office, I went to Bloomberg, I read all the information about it. Meanwhile, every time I mention the fact that the UN has built giant seed vaults, and when you read, it's the Rockefeller, Rothschilds, and others are funding it. It's AP, Reuters, BBC. People send me emails saying that's not happening, that doesn't exist. Did you guys ever find the spermicide corn? It's everywhere. Hell, I'll do it right now. I'm not saying you guys can't find it, but let me try. New rice contraceptive for men. They call it a contraceptive instead of a sterilant. New rice contraceptive for men. Oh, I didn't put a space. I'm obsessed with information. The contraceptive skin patch rice. Modified sequence counterceptive. This is driving me crazy. I ran into this everywhere without even looking for it. It doesn't matter. It's there. Try this. Try UN Seed Vault. UN Seed Vault. They've got them all over the world, but it'll show you the Arctic one. Do that real fast. UN Seed Vault. We'll show people that because they don't believe it's real. You found one about corn that sterilizes people? Well, print it for me then, Bubba. It's always worse than we even thought. But somebody on Twitter find it and send it to our Twitter account. We can all work together. If we work together. There it is. It says spermicides and genetically modified crops. There you go. But that's a blog. Let's scroll down and see what their source is. What is the source? What is the linky on there? It should have a linky. Yeah, it says from. See that pink link right there? That'll tell you where it came from. The point is, folks, you better investigate this. You need to look into this for yourself. You need to understand this is going on. You need to understand this is real. I mean, there is so much happening, and the general public is just totally unaware of what is happening. When we come back, we'll show you the UN Seed Vault. You can pick anything, BBC. In fact, I sent you guys a video over the weekend. Do you guys have the video of the UN tour of the Seed Vault at the Arctic Circle? We have it, so we'll play it tomorrow because we're almost out of time. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On the side of a frozen Arctic mountain, the men and women who built what's being called the world's doomsday vault herald its imminent opening. Surrounded by miles and miles of icy wilderness, the Svalbard Global Seed Vault has been built to withstand nearly every catastrophe. Its precious contents millions of seeds which could prove indispensable to our survival.
The vault is secure against flooding. We're well above sea level if the ice on the poles should melt. It's safe against earthquakes. We're 130 meters inside the mountain, so we should be very safe.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll try to play the whole clip. The point is the UN, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and they talk about it in the article, are funding all these seed vaults while they buy up all the regular natural seeds and won't sell them to anybody. Monsanto's doing that. And then selling all these GMO crops that in every case we research it, hurts your fertility or sterilizes you and causes liver failure, attacks the entire body. It just really devastates the liver because it deals with toxins. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a science fiction nightmare. And we better get the general public and the enforcers to realize they're all under attack by this. Now, I want to close out the show having Ted Anderson on for the last 3 minutes because, Ted, huge response yesterday. Obviously, people wanting the, what is it, $157 value of free year subscription, hard copy or digital, comes out twice a week, of the International Forecaster, which is 30, 40, 50, 60 pages, depending on what issue, from Bob Chapman, really key info. A lot of it are stories from InfoWars and Prison Planet. That's part of it. You're offering that free when people get a franc for $259. If you do the math, whenever we did it yesterday, that comes out to $103 per franc. So that's gold at basically $400 an ounce with it $1,100 and something today when it's up like $8-9 last time I checked 5 minutes ago, Ted.
Yeah, gold is up again today. And actually, the francs, even on my internet sites now, are up over $260 a piece. So this is a special that is clearly exclusive to this show right now, Alex, just due to the fact that the market has gone up as much as it has. Today, gold has seen a high of $1,119. The dollar's dropping again. That's why it's happening. This little rally that we had just after the Christmas, New Year's break seems to be breaking after the Obama announcement that there's going to be a $1.56 trillion deficit with his new stimulus package coming
out. So you bought gold at the 1,070 level, and you're selling it at an even lower price than it was then when the market is 11,000. What is it, 11,000 what?
Today the high is what? Today, $1,119.
$1,119.
Yeah. So, I mean,
so that's a super deal, and you get, I mean, no doubt the francs are the best deal, and you get a free International Forecaster for a year.
Yeah, a full subscription for a year, which is $159. And actually, with the franc being at $255.36, it's about $98 per coin after you consider the subscription. And
yeah,
since the franc
I'm all going from memory here, so I apologize. I said it was $103. It's $98. So calculated, that comes out to what, $400 an ounce roughly?
Well, it's a fifth of an ounce, so it's closer to $500. It's $480. But, yeah, okay. That's a really good deal. I mean,
well, I'm just guesstimating here live on air.
Yeah, it is just a fabulous deal. But the thing about it is you need to be informed. The International Forecaster is a great way to do that. And all you got to do is call 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. Alex, I don't think I can make a sweeter deal than this.
How long can you offer this,
Jeff? We're going to offer it till tonight because the prices are gone up. They've already gone up. We'll see about tomorrow.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. I believe in gold. I believe in firearms. I believe in God and guts. God, guns, guts, gold. Again, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Retransmission, jam-packed broadcast coming up now at InfoWars.com and on the free podcast. Great job, crew.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.